of mud.
Okay, let's start. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald. It's 3:15 p.m., June 11th, 2008. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting in the Commission Hearing Room, State Capitol, 12th floor here in Bismarck, North Dakota. For our meeting today, we just have one item on the agenda, and that's in Commissioner Kramer's portfolio. But before I go to Commissioner Kramer, I'll ask Commissioner Clark if he has any welcoming comments.
Just good afternoon and welcome.
And we're all happy to see the rain. Yes, and go to Commissioner Kramer.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I move the commission issue a notice of intent to award contract for consulting services to Cadmus Lee and Jackson and TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP's application to construct and operate a 218-mile, 30-inch crude oil pipeline with associated facilities and pipeline interconnections in Cavalier to Sargent County's North Dakota, case number PU06421.
Second.
This, of course, is in response. This proposal that we're considering today is in response to the RFP that was in response to the notice of, or the order for the route permit and corridor certificate for the Keystone case. In our order, had determined that we would have a third-party consulting firm help us with inspection to make sure that there would be complete compliance with the order. We received, I believe it was four proposals in response to that. And then staff went back and did some work on some of the scope of the work and whatnot. KLJ is the recommendation coming from staff. And I appreciate the opportunity to have a rather quickly called meeting today to notice the intent to award the contract because, of course, the intent would be out there for 7 days, providing an opportunity for others who provided proposals as well to respond or protest. We do have a regularly scheduled meeting, coincidentally, in 7 days because next week's meeting is Thursday. So today's meeting is important in the scheduling of it and that it accommodates that. There were some nice things in reading the KLJ proposal, and there were good things in all of the proposals, but that I liked in this one, and that is that this is it's based on an hourly rates of senior as well as junior professionals in their team, and because the contract is the way it is, if it comes to be that they don't need as many hours as they are expecting, or if they don't need as many hours of the senior staff and more can be more of the load can be shared with the junior staff, the rate could actually be lowered, or at least the total sum of the rate could be lowered. So it looks like an adequate, from what I could tell, an adequate proposal, adequate hours. Scope was certainly seemed to be appropriate. Obviously, staff agreed. I like the fact that they're breaking up the two segments of the pipeline with two different, crews, because they do, of course, have multiple sites in the state, so I think that was good. At any rate, everything looks to be in order. I appreciate the fast work by staff and the good work again of Pat and others on this part of this ongoing order.
One aspect of this caught my attention is that Cadmus Lee and Jackson does have offices in Valley City and in Grafton. And so that will increase the amount of time that they're able to actually spend on the site versus just traveling to sites. And so that is a positive in this day of higher transportation costs.
I thought their answers as well to questions of potential conflict of interest and stuff were very good and appropriate. And we had some specific questions related especially to their work with Enbridge. And I think everything was proper. They answered it properly. I'm comfortable.
And in chatting with staff, I got the strong sense that it was their they thought it was the best bid, especially given the amount of time and effort that KLJ put into coordinating their responses, looking into how much it would take to actually do this, and really, very thoroughly covering the RFP itself.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 That ends the items on our agenda today, and then we will close the meeting. Thank you.